Welcome back to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman.
When I take a bite of that, I feel like I'm, you know, 10 years old and my dad's taking me there after a Dodger game. And I think I'm not alone. I think many Angelenos feel that way.
If you grew up in Los Angeles, chances are you've eaten a Tommy's burger. It's as much a feature of the LA culinary scene as any high-end restaurant. But there's a difference. It's much more imitated. Drive around our city for even a day and you see them, the imitators, the Tommies, the numbered Tommies, the Tom Juniors.
One owner, in fact, did say he named his hamburger stand something close to Tommy's because he was copying it.
Daniel Miller's a staff writer for the LA Times. He took on the challenge of investigating the phenomenon. To frame the experience of the original, could you read the following paragraph for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. It is a place where a polyglot city comes together. Cops, construction workers with sunburnt noses, possibly truant teens, besuited drivers of Beamers, lots of abuelas and hominies, and a real estate agent from a bus bench ad were all at the original Tommy's stand at Beverly and Rampart Boulevards for lunch on a recent weekday. They all waited in line for a chili burger, made with mustard, chopped onions, pickles, cheese, beefsteak tomato, and a plain bun, and possibly some regret.
So how long has Tommy's been around?
So Tommy's was founded in 1946 by Tom Kulak, and it was a hit right off the bat. This was a greasy spoon, a place to get a chili cheeseburger at a prominent intersection, the corner of Beverly and Rampart Boulevards. Even early on, it was imitated. I think generations have come to love this spot for what it represents. You know, these days it's a bit of a throwback, but I think that it's always rested on this notion of quality. You know, for me, at least when I think of Tommy's, I don't actually think of the chili. I think of the thick slice of beefsteak tomato.
Me too.
And I think that that's how Tommy's has tried to differentiate itself over many decades now, that you're going to get a fresh burger with quality ingredients. It's obviously stood the test of time.
Even the chili is something that is perfectly suited. It's nearly a ragu. The way it clings is very particular.
That's right. And I have to say, full disclosure, in preparation for our talk today, I went back to Tommy's yesterday and got myself a double chili cheeseburger. And so I can say with authority, you're right, it is a bit like a ragu. It coats everything, including your face and hands.
How many original Tommy's exist now, and how many imitators are there?
So there are 33 original Tommy's, mostly in Southern California, with three in Nevada. It's been steady growth for the company, which is still family-owned. They're soon to open their 34th. But in researching the slew of knockoffs, I was stunned to find 67 lookalikes. So there are more than double the number of lookalikes than real ones. I shared that information with Bob Auerbach, who is the son of the founder, and he was astounded by the number.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Did you manage to get any of the imitators to talk to you?
I did, and I always thought that that was key to this story, that I could understand the perspective of those who have opened burger stands that seem awfully similar to Tommy's, not just in name, but in product. I wound up speaking to a handful of people who owned burger stands like Tommy's, and they gave me a variety of answers when I asked them, you know, why they named it that and why they served what they served. Some said their name was Thomas, and that's why they named their burger stand something like Thomas Hamburgers or Tomboys. Others said that they really love chili cheeseburgers, but one owner, in fact, did say he named his hamburger stand something close to Tommy's because he was copying it.
And the copying comes about because this family-owned business has decided to never franchise.
That's right. That's the theory of Bob Auerbach, whose family owns the business. He's a regional supervisor for Tommy's. His theory is that rivals are jealous because the company will not offer franchises. So he thinks it's born a little bit out of envy and frustration. It's also occurred because Tommy's has not been so aggressive when it comes to its legal strategy.
What is the reasoning behind that? That they rarely sue?
So Tommy's does have a California trademark and another one in Nevada. Theoretically, it could bring more lawsuits against these supposed imitators. But the company essentially said that it's not worth their time and energy, that it would require a lot of resources to go after every single parent imitator, and that it would be a distraction from their core business. I actually spoke to a handful of attorneys specializing in intellectual property who said that they felt this was a wise decision by the company to not waste resources on those efforts.
It seems like they go after businesses that use the motto, in its entirety, the name in its entirety, and maybe include the shack, which is iconic.
Yeah, that's fair to say. I mean, to be clear, Tommy's has filed lawsuits against competitors for things like trademark infringement. Bob Auerbach did say if you copy their logo or if you copy their name, you will hear from them.
And the name is more than just Tommy's.
Original Tommy's World Famous Hamburgers.
There you go. That's quite a mouthful. They actually sued the son of the owner once, who was selling the chili separately.
That's right. Tommy Kulaks Jr. Opened a Marina Del Rey business, internet-based, and it sold chili. And he was sued by Tommy's for a number of things. Eventually, the case was settled when that business agreed to stop using the name, among other things.
Did Bob Auerbach, has he ever eaten at any of the imitators?
So Bob Auerbach, it seems to me, delights in checking out the imitators. He's traveled as far as Utah to check out a place with a similar name and a similar product. And he was pretty proud to say that none compare to his burgers. He told me that he thinks in some cases they just douse their burger in some Hormel chili and serve it that way. Tommy's is very proud of what it offers. You know, that it's a local business, family owned, and they have this quality hamburger.
One of my favorite stories is the one where Tommy's hired a secret shopper.
Sure. So in a business like Tommy's, it's not uncommon to use a secret shopper company that will send people out to do quality checks, essentially, to see how customer service is, to see how the food is. So Tommy's hired one company to do just that. And the shopper returned a scathing report in this one instance. The pricing was irregular. The chili was terrible. It was all around a poor experience. And when the secret shopper was relaying the details of it, it became clear to Tommy's that, in fact, the secret shopper had not gone to a real Tommy's, that they had gone to a knockoff Tommy's. Of course, they had a laugh about that, but I think, you know, it's hilarious. But it also speaks to just how widely these knockoffs have proliferated, right? They're everywhere.
To me, it's one of my favorite things in the general landscape of Los Angeles, because you'll be driving and it just gives you a chuckle. See, Tommy's number 5, you know, because it makes you wonder. You have all of this, these questions as you're driving. But in reality, it must be kind of frustrating for the owners of the original when a customer complains and it turns out that it's an imitator that they're complaining about.
That's right. That's also occurred. Bob Auerbach told me that customers have complained about a Tommy's restaurant only to be told they were complaining about a knockoff Tommy's. You know, I think Tommy's tries to take the high road. They promote the quality of their burgers and say that they're not, you know, interested in pursuing a legal case against every single imitator. But at the same time, you know, this is a family-owned business built from scratch by Tom Kulaks. It's got to be frustrating to know that there are people out there who are trying to trade on that good name.
Yeah, and all that goodwill. You and Lucas Kwan Peterson of the LA Times food section did a video, a tasting of the imitators. How many did you taste?
So in all, we tasted 10 chili cheeseburgers between the two of us. And we also tasted a Tommy's burger, of course, because we needed to have, you know, a sense of what these guys were going up against.
You rated them on a scale of 1 to 10.
We did.
1 being horrifying, 10 being the original.
Yeah, I think I actually used the word horrifying to describe one of the burgers.
So how did they hold up?
Well, none were as good as the Tommy's burger. But what was really fascinating to me was that some clearly were trying to imitate the Tommy's burger. They even came in the same style of paper wrapping. They even omitted ingredients that you find in all sorts of burgers, like lettuce, just as the Tommy's burger does. But others had made serious detours from that. You had poppy seed buns, you had, you know, gloppy mayonnaise, you had the wrong kind of onions. By the end of it, we were a mess.
And to Lucas's delight, there was one that had a big wedge of lettuce.
That's right. One had a big wedge of lettuce. A burger that I had to wrestle with had a bit of brown lettuce.
Oh, that one looked so awful. I was really actually surprised that you took a bite out of that burger.
So I can't remember which it was, in all honesty, but I will tell you that they were kind of arrayed in front of us on this table, and I had been eyeing that one throughout the process. And as we were filming this, Lucas and I were basically just grabbing burgers off the table, and I was angling to avoid that one. And I don't know if he had noticed it, but it just wound up that's all that was left, and it was in front of me. And, you know, this project was my idea, it was my vision, so I had to suffer the consequences.
What I found kind of interesting was there were a couple of them that rated a 7. So you know, if you were driving by one of these imitators and you started thinking about Tommy's and you thought, oh, well, let me give that a try, it wouldn't have been the end of the world.
Sure. And the one that stands out to me was the chili cheeseburger from Thomas Hamburgers in Marina Del Rey. This was very similar to the original Tommy's Burger, and it was pretty good. And if you lived over there and you were in a pinch, I could see that doing, you know, being just fine.
So when you go to Tommy's, what's your order?
Oh, I get a double chili cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke, although they serve Pepsi there. I've heard, though, that the menu's pretty limited, but I've heard that the other items on the menu are actually quite good. I've heard people who are vouching for the tamales. I've heard from people who are vouching for the chili dogs. So I think there are loyalists for each part of that menu.
Yeah, when I went with Roy Choi and Alvin Kylan for the burger show, we had a tamale. It was delicious, huh. I have to say. I would get it again.
All right. I've got to try it. You know, like I said, I truly was there yesterday and I was going to try something else, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Of course not. I mean, for me, the only downside to the Tommy's experience now for me is when I was a child, so I'm dating myself now, there was a huge Coca-Cola reach-in ice machine. You know, it had ice in it and water as the ice melted, with all these different kind of sodas in it. And you would go over there and you'd pull a soda out and open it up. And I always accompanied my Tommy's burger with a Yoo-hoo, which is a chocolate soda. And for me, that was part of the flavor experience. And I really wish I could replicate that.
Yeah, that's gone, I'm afraid. But you know, talking about the flavor experience, so they've got chili peppers that they'll give you, as many as you want.
They're very important.
And, you know, some people have a very regimented way of eating these burgers. You take a bite of the burger, a bite of the chili pepper.
What I do is I nip off the end of the chili pepper, and then I spread all the juice from the inside into the burger.
Oh, that's an advanced move. Wow, I have to rethink my strategy now.
Yeah, and then I just continue to munch on them. But that adds like this whole like piquant layer to the experience.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that one of the things that I love about Tommy's is really the history and its place in Los Angeles. I mean, for me, there are a handful of places like Tommy's in LA that are so important beyond the food they serve. Tito's Tacos comes to mind. Something like Philippe's downtown. And everybody has their own order, their own way of going about things at those restaurants. And it's just part of the culture. And I think that's, you know, what makes it so fun.
I'm so curious, after you and Lucas ate all those burgers, how did you cleanse your palate afterwards?
I think I went for a run eventually. And I don't think I ate dinner that night. I think the next meal I had was a salad, whenever it was.
Yeah, I think that would be the move. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Oh, this was fun. Thanks for having me.
That was Daniel Miller, staff writer for the LA Times. He wrote a fantastic article on the many imitators of Tommy's Burgers. We will have a link for you at kcrw.com/goodfood. After the break, the market report returns after its brief hiatus. Stick around.